Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie.
The block is coming to the pointy end. It's almost time to go to auction for these guys. Congratulations must go to the winners of the Backyard and Pool Week, Sarah and George. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Scudder. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. First of all, congrats. How's the new Ford Puma that you won?
We are so excited that we managed to snap that win. It's unreal, the car. We're just grateful that Ford gifted it to us.
Yeah, it doesn't happen to two kids, man.
Yeah.
From Sydney, you know, from Warren Park. So proud.
Has it been kind of surreal the whole time, though? Actually being on the show, the block.
Yeah.
It's probably something you dreamed about for a little while, right?
It is.
It's so surreal, mate, because we're actually staying in the house at the moment. And we walk at the front and there's like mobs of people waiting for us. I'm serious. Not everyone, you know, and you walk out and they're like, George, Sarah, you know, Jimmy, Tam. You're like a celebrity and it's so
cool.
Surreal.
Yeah, it's just one of those things you never thought in a million years would be happening to you.
Yeah.
That's really cool. We're pretty excited to see the full completed projects because the virtual open inspections, they're coming out today over on Channel 9's website. Have you had a look at the virtual inspections yet?
No, we only just filmed those actually, but we literally just do the filming and then we go, see ya. So we'll watch it at the same time as you guys.
Yeah, and the production team do all the hard work while we take it easy. So it's good.
I mean, take it easy. I mean, you've been through months of hell to get to this point, so I think you deserve
it. Good point, actually. We do deserve it.
You do deserve it. Do you think the open inspections virtually, do they do it justice, or do you still prefer people to come and see it?
I wish we had the real open floor inspections because I feel like with our house, photos, videos don't do it justice.
Yeah, because we've had potential buyers coming through all week, and when I see their reactions, they're like, oh my God, TV doesn't do your house justice.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh mate, you know, I wish everyone could see it, you know.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter. It is what it is.
I mean, we've got the best outcome with what's happening in the world at the moment. So, you know, we just got to roll with the punches.
Exactly. And I was going to ask if you what you thought about, you know, the whole COVID situation. Obviously, it's getting a lot easier for us to travel interstate now. So maybe by the time the auction comes around, we'll be able to actually travel over there from here in South Australia. But until then, do you reckon it's going to be having a negative effect on the sale of the properties? Just everyone's being restricted?
Yeah.
Good question. Look, I personally don't think it will.
Yeah.
You know, because they've all got their guidelines that the block is
just a certain amount of people that can be here.
Right. And I know they're doing certain things to kind of, let's just say, make sure that people that are in the room are not just here for the lulz, they're not here for the fun. So I think they're doing the right things and just making sure it's the buyers that are in there.
And we're just trusting the process because, you know, without a doubt, they're sort of this option. And, you know, for the most part, they've led us not astray. So we're happy to just go with what they're thinking and their professional opinion on it all. So, you know, if someone wants our house, they'll make sure they want our house. That's all we're trying to reassure ourselves of.
Yeah, and I guess you've got to put your trust in them because that's the only option you have. But
That's exactly right.
Whatever your house goes for, it's worth more. I'll just say that now.
Thank you so much.
You've done amazing.
It's so hard, and you know you see people coming through, and I'm, you know, Jesse's here trying to sell it, and I'm cutting him off, going, you know, I get so passionate about it, you know, I'm like, he doesn't know, I'll tell you, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I'll go, Jesse, I've got to go, mate. You take over.
Well, you've done so well. Congratulations on winning the car and the backyard and pool week. You should be holding your head high, being proud of your efforts. Thank you so much. We'll catch up soon.
No worries, mate.
Cheers.